Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. Well, we missed him on Monday. That's Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. So he joins us this morning. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's take a look at your exclusive this morning in the paper. The headline, Queens State Senator Wants to Simplify Miranda Warning Read to Juveniles.
Yeah, Mike Giannaris, the Senate Deputy Minority Leader, is going to unveil a bill today that would basically require that the Miranda warnings read to suspects arrested by the police be simplified for juveniles. He argues, and it's been a national movement on some people's part, that juveniles don't often understand what they're being told and thus don't too often waive their legal rights and end up being coerced into confessions for crimes they didn't commit.
From there to Governor Cuomo, who has now taken his push for the $15 minimum wage directly to the voters.
Yeah, he's going to start what they're calling telephone town halls. The first one starts tonight in New York City, where they're going to reach out to several hundred thousand people, registered voters who are going to get phone calls and say, do you want to participate? And then he's going to talk about his push to raise the minimum wage to $15 and ask them to contact their lawmakers to push for it. He plans to hit every region of the state by the time these telephone town halls are done over the next month.
From there, sticking with Cuomo, who reacted to Jeb Bush's tweet and called it stupid and insensitive regarding guns.
Yeah, the governor has certainly been this year trying to raise his national profile on the gun issue. He brings up how New York passed the SAFE Act after the Newtown shootings in Connecticut in 2012. And now he says, you know, how Congress has really blocked this. Well, you know, Jeb Bush put out a tweet, a controversial tweet, showing a pistol he received and with the word America on it. And Cuomo ripped him for it. Now, let's not forget, Cuomo is also supporting Hillary Clinton.
To close or not to close, we're speaking of Rikers Island.
The latest point of disagreement between the mayor and the governor, the mayor of New York City. The speaker of the New York City Council, Melissa Mark Viverito, recently said she believes that Rikers Island should ultimately be closed, that it's too big, that there's too many problems. The governor jumped on board saying he agrees that it's a national disgrace what's going on there. And, of course, Mayor de Blasio says, yeah, it's a good idea, except it's going to be too costly and it's not really feasible. The governor responded by saying every big solution has problems and is costly, but we've got to do it.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Ken, thanks for joining us on a different day this week.
Sounds good. Be well.
Appreciate it.